maintenance. The maintenance dollars for the ferry have gone to zero, but it's part of an extension of the federal highway on the pass-through dock. But as the borough, to operate it, we don't receive any dollars for that at all for operations, any more at all. That's where the cuts have happened. So therefore, if we don't kick in, the deferred maintenance would be worse, but we kick in. I just wanted to leave.
By the way, I do want to commend your school district, because at the item that Representative James was talking about in relation to your maintenance cost per student, maintenance cost per square foot, your utility cost per student, all those type of factors were provided to us this morning. And in fact, I think it was the only site that we've been to around the state that actually had a monitoring system that was this detailed. Senator Wilkins?
I just wanted to comment that lest we think that the schools around the state are falling apart, we have seen in our tour of those districts that have been able to blend the needs of the instructional requirements of the district with the maintenance requirements, and we've seen those that haven't. So there have been people that have tackled this issue and have been able to allocate money properly to keep their schools intact and also to keep their teachers and administrators happy. And Senator Taylor has a point there. We can't move that money out of maintenance into operations, and we have to always be aware of that. But there are school districts, and we've seen them, that have been able to strike the balance, and that's been heartening to see that.
The point you made about ownership is a very good one. The borough owns them here, and we, of course, have two different governments here. In some communities, however, the discussion has been had about whether the borough should actually own it or should the school district. Because you often end up in arguments over budgets between the school board comes up with a budget, and then the borough has to approve it. And the borough says, we don't like that budget, go cut some more. And someplace within that process, we've got to have some accountability relative to the structures themselves. And I thought you came up with some excellent ideas there.
Well, one thing that's unique in this community, we just had a study completed that most likely, if the school board accepts, that we will be moving forward on. And it was combining of the finance departments and the maintenance departments of the borough and the school district, which is moving towards that accountability step even much further. Mm-hmm.
We can hardly even get the school board and the assembly in Anchorage to even talk to each other, let alone working on it. Are there any further questions, George? Appreciate you coming back today.
Thank you very much.
And with that, I don't see anybody else in the audience. I have nobody else signed up to testify. Are there any questions or comments from the committee? We do have the next scheduled meeting is in Fairbanks. I believe we're going up at noon on Monday for those who are able to do a tour Monday afternoon of Fort Knox. And then we're going to be doing the tour of Fairbanks facilities in the morning, I believe.
So we're going to have a
testimony in the morning.
Agency presentations on Tuesday morning, and public hearing from 2 to 4, and then plans are pending from 4 to 6:30.
So are there any other questions or observations? If not, meeting is adjourned.
Yes. Mr. Chairman.